we have to think more pure vowel sounds. So ah, eh, e, o, ooh, all of these taller vowels, these more pure sounds. Now, if you've ever sung in a choir, I'm sure you've heard this before. I'm sure that you understand what I'm talking about. Well, hi there. Thank you so much for being with me today. So today I talk about another vocal thing, another vocal tip, and it's all about pure vowels. If you are a singer, and maybe even if you're not a singer, but you can start thinking about this. I like anything that starts to spin our wheels a little bit and we go, oh, I never thought about that. Or, oh, I guess this does work. This is specifically about keeping a pure vowel sound and really is used in more classical type singing. I'll just kind of blanket it with that. Not saying you can't use it for other things, but for sure it's more of a classical technique. So hopefully you don't tune out and don't turn me off, but maybe there are some little nuggets of truth and little nuggets of things to learn for you no matter what style you sing. Maybe you go, oh, maybe I could do that in this particular song on this particular note where I feel like I'm having a hard time reaching it, or I feel like I'm having a hard time, you know, making it sound good, whatever it is. So we talk about pure vowels. I talk about a student that I'm working with right now. And so, yeah, I will let the episode explain the rest. Okay, here we go.
Okay, I was teaching a student last week, and we are working on, we went from a jazz tune, jazz musical theater tune, to a more classical tune. And the classical piece, I should say, not a tune, a classical piece is I Know My Redeemer Lives from Messiah, and it's from the Easter part of the Messiah. And something that, besides being in your body and using the right technique as best you can while you're building your muscles in your body, we also were talking about pure vowels. It's very, very important. Now, Messiah is in English, so if you are an English speaker first, there are certain vowel sounds or consonants, really, that can pull us out of our resonance. So we have to think more pure vowel sounds. So ah, eh, e, o, ooh, all of these taller vowels, these more pure sounds. Now, if you've ever sung in a choir, I'm sure you've heard this before. I'm sure that you understand what I'm talking about. But it's really easy because the English language is so full of diphthongs, and some of our consonants bring our mouths down, like R or L, and so they kind of like get in the way. So we have to modify. So as I was explaining and talking to my student, there's a word shall. Well, shall is like ah, right? If I'm singing I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand. You can hear that that doesn't match, right? And that he shall stand. So, and even stand, right? I'm not going, shall stand. That's not tall anymore. That's very pointed. I'm not saying there isn't any focus to the sound, but that we have to be really in tune with our vowel sounds and our consonants to see if it's anything's pulling us out of our resonance. So hopefully that makes sense. If I say, and that he shall stand, is very different than, and that he shall stand. You hear it, right? Like, shall is more, oh, shall is more, eh, just there, you know? And so even if I can vibrate on that, it's still not staying in the resonance and staying so that it matches the tone that we want for this song because it's a classical song. It's an oratorio. And so we look at it as a classical piece. And where it is in the range and everything for the soprano, that it's very important that we stay in our resonance. And so one trick that I like to do with my students, and I think the very first time I ever heard this, I was like 13 taking lessons, and I thought, that's insane. This is so weird. Like, how can I do that? So what you do is you only sing the vowels of each word. So you go, so it's kind of trippy for your brain, you know, but that actually helps. And it helps to really think of everything being, every phrase being very fluid. And so, if you are one that's working on more of a classical piece and you're trying to stay, or maybe you're singing in choir and you're trying to stay more in, or maybe your choir director is like pure vowels, and you don't 100% understand what that means, sing only on the vowels. It's very interesting. It's kind of a trip. It's kind of cool to practice to see if you can do it, and just take it phrase by phrase like that. Just phrase by phrase by phrase, and see how far you can get so that it just has that overlay of connectivity and legato. And yeah, it's kind of a fun exercise. And then the trick is when you put the consonants back in, staying in that, I know that my, like, I'm still adding consonant, but I'm in the vowel sounds, I'm not allowing, I'm bringing the consonants into the space instead of letting them take me out of the space. Hopefully that makes sense. Okay, that's exciting. I love talking about this. It's just so fun. All right, thank you so much again for listening.
Well, that was fun. Well, I thought that was fun. I'm not sure how much fun talking about pure vowels is for you, but it's so interesting how we have so much control of our sound, and we have so many tools in our tool belt. It's so, so true. As we explore vocal tips and vocal technique and warm-ups and things like that, and as we explore lyrics, and as we explore just the regular things of life, I hope that you learned something, and I hope that you, maybe it helps you to think of certain things a different way. That would be cool. That would be awesome, actually. I love when perspective is changed, and I love when we can take a lesson and go, oh, this is, like, it feels good, and this is actually cool and exciting, and wow, I didn't know that my voice could do that, or wow, I didn't know that I could think of it in this way, or I never thought of it like that. I always like when that kind of stuff happens, because I enjoy it for myself, you know, when that stuff happens. So I like to spread it around and spread the wonder and the wow of life. You know, it's so cool to me that I get to talk to you every week, and it's so cool to me that you listen to me. So I just want to thank you so much. And if you are a vocalist or a performer and you really are seeking for, you know, to up level your technique or your performance style, or to really understand how to use your voice, shoot me a DM, because I would love to work with you. And even if it's just questions that you have, shoot me a DM. I would love to answer them. I'm kind of nerd out about this kind of stuff, if you can't tell, but I'm here. I'm here for you. So let me know how I can help you, how I can serve you. I look forward to many more vocal tips and many more music-related things that I can share with you. And yeah, I hope you have a fabulous day. Thank you so much again for being here. And remember, I am on all the socials at Jamie Hampton, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. I don't have a lot on my YouTube yet, but I do have a YouTube, And yeah, so I look forward to connecting with you. All right. Until next time. I love your face. Everybody needs some love. Everybody needs some love.